This is Twit.
Did anybody watch the Google announcement on Wednesday? Anybody?
I did, and I have to say I was distinctly less than impressed.
You know, they kind of telegraphed it by calling it launch night in, even though it was 11 in the morning. Rick Osterloh, the vice president of hardware, is like in his socks on a sofa, practically slumping down.
Did he show his feet on stream?
I can't remember
just
why.
Curious.
I don't. He might have. They were really pushing wear your socks.
What? I mean, better than not wearing socks.
It was
on
the strangest. It was the most low energy event I've ever seen. You know, usually when a company's doing these events, this is a big deal. This is they put on the pizzazz. They try to sell you on the product. The Pixel 5 was like, yeah, we got this phone.
are they done doing hardware? Is that
they're done doing Google? I feel like they got so Google I/O, which is supposed to be in May, COVID hits. They go, yeah, we're not going to do it. Everybody else did a virtual developers event. Google just said, yeah, no. They didn't say we'll do it later. They didn't say we just don't have the energy.
When I first saw the tech specs of the new phones, I was kind of like, oh, they're going back to the Nexus idea where you do cheap, clean hardware, which gets proper updates and gets you an unskinned version of Android. But the choices they made were bizarre. You know, you downgrade the central processor. You know, you keep the camera as it is. Yeah, you add some cute software functions. But it was kind of like, what was the point? You know, I mean, are you just doing this for the sake of it?
It really feels like I'm going to make a guess. This was the last phone in the pipeline, and it's like they're so done with the whole thing. They're just going to push it out, and they'll never do another phone again. It just feels like that. They also really muddied the waters. So, for instance, they announced the 4A to a very good reception. I think that's an excellent phone. That was the successor of the Pixel 4 a couple of months ago. Everybody loves it. But then this week they announced the 4A 5G, which is not even related to the 4A. It really looks like a 5A because it has 5A features, not 4A features. The 5A, they didn't even – normally they do a 5 and a 5XL. They didn't do a XL. They did one model. It's mid-range-y. It's still $700. But it's kind of a mid-range in every other respect. It's got a big battery, but only 128 gig storage. There's no other SKUs, 8 gigs of RAM. One thing that I think is good, it's a metal back. Hallelujah. These glass backs are so fragile. And it still does wireless charging, which I had thought, oh, you can't do it with metal. That's why everybody makes these glass back phones. So that's encouraging. The camera is probably like it's identical to the old one, pretty much.
It's got better software, but it's still the same hardware. But I mean, I'm a 3A user. I've been using Google phones since the original Nexus. There is nothing in there which would make you want to upgrade. Yeah, the hold feature, but that's a software feature that will come to the rest of the phone sooner or later.
Yeah, that was the Why only big upgrading? Thing was that. And I bet it doesn't work all that well. But if a company puts you on hold on their service line, you tell the phone, just tell me when somebody gets on, and it'll get. I bet you. I mean,
that's the lamest feature.
That was the total selling point. It was
and
the
I
whole
a lot
thing.
Of phone calls. My job is phone it. Calls, and I don't want that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Simone.
Mark Lavoie, the guy in charge of photography, had left. He'd gone to Adobe. I just feel like they've kind of lost their mojo. Go ahead, Simone.
Do you think there's anything about these phones, like obviously there's no new features for existing Pixel users, but do you think there's anything that would make Apple or Samsung users hop the fence?
No. I guess that's my point. They weren't able to say, here's a phone you're going to want in any respect. It's 5G, but who cares?
Here's a phone,
Every
period.
Phone's 5G. It's a phone. It was kind of like that. They spent very little time on it. Here's
and there's
a phone.
Only two colors for the 5, right?
Yeah.
They're just like, black and green.
I'd say one of the key things that keeps me buying these phones is that you get your security updates first. I wouldn't be comfortable buying a Samsung Android phone because you're reliant on Samsung to get the security fixes out there. So I'll carry on buying from Google directly from that. But this was just, even the Chromecast unit was painfully bad. And I don't know what it is about Google, but they love beige for some reason. That's not a good look.
They have, it's pastel. They do have a like a mint green one and a pink one. They put them on a plate of French macaron cookies, which it does look like, and then they said it's like a bowl of candy. So it was very confusing. I bought one that day, and I got it the next day, by the way, and it's great. It's fine. It's another Chromecast. Remember when they first released Google TV, it was called Google TV. It came with a keyboard. Remember that?
I hated that thing.
It had problems. And then they had so many problems, they said, okay, well, it's Android TV. They're all new, different. And it's been Android TV. Now they're back to Google TV. It's only $49. And in fact, if you subscribe to YouTube TV, I think for 6 months, it's free. So they're basically giving it away. It has a remote, which the Chromecast hasn't had ever.
Leo.
Yes.
I feel like Google's a company that had some really great ideas and has been since making all of them worse. Is that a fair thing? Like, search used to be amazingly good, and then they put all the ads on top now and like disguise them as results and added the other crap and cruft so you can't find your results. And, like, they made phones for a while and that was cool, and Android was cool for a while, and now it's just super insecure and shit. And like, I feel like everything they've done has just gotten worse. Is that
because they lose interest? It really is apparent they've lost interest. To me, maybe, I mean, I might just be projecting because I've lost interest.
What are you seeing them being interested in, if not the phones? Like, what do you think their new area of focus is?
That's the YouTube algorithm.
That is the $20 billion question because, yeah, I mean, they were really, honestly, the Nexus series was a really good series of phones.
It was. I loved them.
Search used to be great. My father-in-law bought a smartphone because he saw me doing voice search on Android and saying, where is the nearest pub in Buxton? And he was just like, this is amazing. I need to get this. But there is nothing like that anymore. I mean, Google seems to have given up on the plot, and I don't understand why.
They released a bigger speaker.
Woohoo! Great. Hold the front page.
I mean, it's like, not even attractive. It's
you know how we feel about smart kind of speakers, lozenge. Leo. Come on.
Yeah. you guys aren't going to buy it, are you? Does it help? Does it help that a stoned Mark Ronson was pitching it?
That doesn't hurt. I think maybe. I mean,
what do you? Now, maybe I don't want to be judgy, except I obviously am.
Oh, I do.
Did you? So you watched Ian? Did you notice Mark Ronson? Did he seem a little? I don't know. High.
I wouldn't like to comment on someone's mental state.
He might just be like that.
Under the current circumstances, no one's operating 100%.
Okay, fair.
And
fair.
Particularly when it comes to public things, but it was just snoozeworthy.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminded me of the old Onion article after Steve Jobs died and Tim Cook did his first keynote. And it was like, Tim Cook comes on, says, here's a phone, it does some great things. Great. Okay, next. And, you know, it was a very feeling like that. And there was no enthusiasm. There was no hardware to really get you enthusiastic. The software, it was cute, but, you know, there's nothing world-changing there. So I saw no reason to get excited.
Well, Ian, do you think that the event would have been this underwhelming in a normal year? Or is it exacerbated by the pandemic, basically?
It must be
I was at the Pixel 1 and 2 launches, then we pissed off Google and they stopped inviting us. But, you know, with the original, you know, there was actually a feeling of excitement. Then they went on to Apple's modus operandi and had people in the back cheerleading. So whenever somebody said something, there was always
like
some people going, woohoo, yeah, yay, having multiple orgasms throughout. but I mean, honestly, they were good events because they allowed you to get hands-on with a kit. And one thing Google does, which I respect, which Apple doesn't do, Apple farms these out to useful idiots who will always say what they want to say. Google actually put it out there and let you get your hands on it.
And that's how you piss them off.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at the same time, they were honest about it. So I kind of respect it, but at the same time, this was just really underwhelming.